Hi guys, welcome to the first Seat of Power episode of 2021. I'm P. Renada, Rappler's Malacanang reporter, and for the episodes this year, I wanted to change it up a bit and be more conversational and freewheeling in format. So let me know what you think of this new format of Seat of Power by tweeting to me at P. Renada. Our topic for this episode is the mystery, the puzzle of how the Presidential Security Group was able to secure COVID-19 vaccines from China without the knowledge of, get this, the Philippine Embassy in Beijing, the Bureau of Customs, the Department of Health, and even the regulatory agency in charge of approving vaccines, the Food and Drug Administration. So we're going to talk about the personalities in this mystery, the key characters, and where the vaccines may have come from, which is the million-dollar question in this whole saga, and the president's determination to keep this matter under wraps. We're also going to talk about why this matters and how it endangers or compromises our government's bigger efforts to get a COVID-19 vaccine. So where did this mess start? Surprisingly or unsurprisingly, with Duterte himself. It was actually the president who revealed that certain people in the military, people around him even, had gotten a COVID-19 vaccine. This was during his meeting with health experts on the new virus strain, the day after Christmas. In a rare instance, it was aired live. It was a long meeting, but the relevant portion was his conversation with Food and Drug Administration Director General Eric Domingo. Listen to the conversation here.
Kung mag-ano yan sa iyo, sino pharmaceutical, yun nga, sabi ko, it has passed the test sa kanila. Hindi naman yan sila mag-ano kung if it is deleterious to their citizens. They would not even attempt to inject one person. Pero marami na, at sabihin ko sa iyo, marami na ang nagpa-injection dito sa Sinopharm. At huwag kang tumingin sa akin kaya hindi kita kilala.
Wala nga po kaming mahuli. Nakatatlong raid na po kami sa Makati tsaka sa Binondo, pero wala naman po kaming nahuli pa.
If it's Sinopharm, ano talaga totoo? Ito na lang ang, ako ang may problema ngayon. For example lang, pwede ako magbuko na uli pagdating ng Pfizer mo.
Yun, kasi po bagong-bago pa yung mga bakuna, wala pa po tayong experience no doon sa paggamit po ng isang bakuna at ang ibang bakuna pa. Although I think our immunologists here and ano would say na possibly naman po no, kaya lang masyado lang pong bago pa kasi, tas iba-iba po yung platform, iba-ibang teknolohiya na hindi pa po siguro tayo ready paghaluhaluin.
Yun ang masakit yung ulo ng iba, hindi ako. Pero halos lahat ng sundalo na tusukan. I have to be frank and I have to tell the truth. I will not voice a lie. Marami lang nagpatusok and lahat. Up to now, wala akong narinig sa, for the select few. Not all soldiers. Not all soldiers. Hindi pa kasi policy.
Eventually, retired soldiers in Duterte's cabinet admit that the president's bodyguards, specifically, were the ones vaccinated. Defense Secretary Delfin Lorenzana even described the vaccines as smuggled. The news causes an uproar because COVID-19 vaccines are an extremely scarce and valuable resource, which means it's heavily regulated. If the PSG, Duterte's security detail, can skirt all those processes, does it mean anyone with the right connections can do the same? Is it every man for himself? Does it also mean that our regulations for ensuring unregistered and unapproved health products don't enter the Philippines are not tight enough? And what does it say about the government's commitment to prioritize medical frontliners and the elderly? It also raises questions about who gave Duterte's guards the valuable vaccines. More importantly, is this person or entity expecting something in return for the favor? Pretty soon, Duterte's Malacanang goes on damage control mode. Enter an important figure in this saga, the chief of the Presidential Security Group, Brigadier General Jesus Durante III. Now, Durante is an interesting person. For one thing, he is a scout ranger, or a member of the 1st Scout Ranger Regiment, That's an elite unit of the army, which specializes in anti-guerrilla jungle warfare, close quarters combat, ambushes, raids, and urban warfare. He was also described as one of the most bemedaled military officers in his Philippine Army profile. In 2003, he received the Cavalier Award from the Philippine Military Academy. That's the highest recognition given by the military school to its alumnus for outstanding achievements. So Durante is a good soldier, meaning he's someone who's multi-awarded, someone recognized in the security sector. But Durante is not just that. He's also a security expert with two master's degrees under his belt. He earned a master's degree in defense analysis from the Naval Postgraduate School in the United States, and a master's degree in public management, major in development security, from the Development Academy of the Philippines. I've come across Durante several times while covering Malacanang, because before he was PSG chief, Durante was the head of Duterte's close-in security. So the close-in security is an even more elite group within the PSG, and it's in charge of securing the president at close quarters. Because, you know, some PSG members merely guard Malacanang, like the venue, the location, or they guard other palace officials. But the close-in security are with Duterte 24/7. So this means its members, including Durante, have forged a strong personal bond with the president. You can actually see Duterte joking around with his PSG, especially his close-in PSG, during public speeches. And there were times when he even served as primary sponsor when some of them got married. So you can see there the personal connection. Duterte would do anything for his security detail, and they would do the same for him. And this is precisely the defense Durante gave when grilled about the unauthorized vaccination on ANC Head Start. He said the PSG did it out of a sense of duty. Their goal was to protect President Duterte, and if they needed to take the risk of an unregistered COVID-19 vaccine, then so be it. Of course, Duterte's spokesman, Harry Roque, backs them up. Here's his quote.
Nagbibigay pugay po ang presidente sa ginawa ng PSG. Sinugal po nila ang kanilang buhay para bigyan ng proteksyon ang ating presidente. At lahat po ng naniniwala na kinakailangan ng sambayan ng Pilipino ang Presidente Rodrigo Roa Duterte, nagpapasalamat po kami at nagpupugay din sa lahat po ng mga miyembro ng PSG na nagpatarok.
But Durante, in the same interview, absolves his boss Duterte. The president, he says, knew nothing about their vaccination. If Durante is to be believed, PSG personnel got their first shot in September and then another shot in October. This is a few months after PSG personnel test positive for COVID-19. We reported a few months before that, around May and July, that PSG personnel in Davao City tested positive. And then in July, PSG personnel assigned to Executive Secretary Salvador Medialdia also tested positive for COVID-19. But it's hard to believe Duterte knew nothing. Durante and the rest of the PSG are soldiers or policemen who strictly follow the idea of command hierarchy and accountability. Could they really have gotten vaccinated without first getting the all-clear from their commander-in-chief? The vaccination likely required coordination with other entities who knew they were dealing with Malacanang itself. They could have been Chinese diplomats, since Sinopharm is a pharmaceutical firm run by the Chinese government. They could have been businessmen with good Chinese connections who wanted to do Malacanang a favor. In other words, a COVID-19 vaccine isn't just some cheap goodie that someone receives without fanfare. A lot of talks and coordination would have been necessary to first secure a small batch of this rare product and then find out how to safely store and administer it. Plus, what if the vaccine brought about side effects among the PSG? Wouldn't the PSG have to inform Duterte first to prepare his office for the possibility that these side effects could put some of these personnel out of commission for a few days? Then there's another element to this. At least one cabinet member also supposedly got vaccinated, according to Interior Secretary Eduardo Año. Two cabinet members I spoke with said they don't know who it is, but one of them said this person is likely close to the source of the vaccine. These two cabinet members say they were never offered any COVID-19 vaccine. What does this tell us? This tells us that whoever provided the vaccine didn't make a cabinet-wide offer, or an offer that would include the entire cabinet, making it more likely that the official who did receive it was drawing on some connection with the source. It's not the first time the PSG were given a pricey health product. Do you remember that strange necklace spotted around Duterte's neck last year, around October 2019? Those were air purifiers, supposedly purchased for Duterte and PSG personnel, according to a source. One model costs around 8,000 pesos on Amazon. If there's one person who wants to keep the PSG vaccine issue under wraps, it's the person who first spoke of it in public, President Duterte himself. In his January 4 speech, he even cast doubt on the veracity of his own claim. From revealing the vaccination, Duterte is now saying it's unconfirmed. Harry Roque has also tried to elude questions about the source of the vaccine. Listen to me interview him on his press briefing in this clip.
Can the palace divulge details of this disagreement? Who is the businessman or whichever entity who gave the vaccines to the PSG? I think it's a fair question. Everybody wants to know.
No, it's not a fair question. It's immaterial. Ang material dito, sinugal nila mga buhay nila para protektahan ang presidente, full stop. That's their business, okay?
The secrecy makes one wonder, is Duterte protecting someone other than the PSG? Is there a cover-up because someone violated the law? Most importantly, can the Senate, set to investigate the entry of unregistered vaccines next week, finally solve this mystery? Or will they bow to President Duterte, who has already ordered the PSG not to cooperate in the Senate investigation? Can government agencies who promised to also get to the bottom of unregistered vaccines include the PSG issue in their probe? Because this issue is more than just the security of the president, as Harry Roque would have you believe. It's a test of how the Duterte administration sticks to its promise that nobody is above the law. That's all for today's episode of Seat of Power. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Pia Renada.